The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
just don't want you to be happy, cause then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. My.
Great morning, Grinders. Great morning. Kirk Franklin says, smile this morning. I am on Facebook Live as well as live here on The Grind. If you're not connected, you have three different ways to get connected this morning. Join me on Facebook Live, Nathan McCray, or just join me right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/TheGrind101 on your PC, or dial in to 657-383-1291, and I tell you what, you're going to be able to hear how we talk about what we talk about this morning, which is burn the boat. And all of my Blog Talk Radio listeners, you know, I'm paying attention to two different communications. So I got the Facebook Live here, and I got the Blog Talk Radio audience as well. So I want to try to pay attention to everybody. Guys, feel free to, make a comment, ask a question, whatever you want to do. I'll try to see it. I'm not going to make a promise, but I'll try to see it. Great morning, Sparkle. Thanks for joining. Great morning, Joanna. Thanks for joining. I see my wife, Ms. Pam McCray, on there. Thanks for joining. I want to give a shout out to as many people as I can. Great morning, Ms. Charmaine. Just joining. Great morning. Lisa Bacon joining. Great morning, Latoya Johnson, jumping on Facebook Live. Great morning, Ms. Paulette McNear, my sister-in-law, jumping on Facebook Live up there in the fair state of New Jersey. Cold up there, I know. Great morning, Mr. John Riley right here in Miami. Great morning, Mr. Shani Moore in Miami here. The weather is great. Great morning, Ms. Michelle Bartley, Ms. LaMonica Lawrence. Great morning to everybody. Hopefully I got everybody thus far, people are chiming in. Great morning, Harold Milton, Sean Jackson Hughes. So, guys, let's jump in, to this thing, because I'm going to tell you, go ahead and grab your cup of coffee. If you are unemployed, laid off, or if you're a high-speed entrepreneur, like my wife and I are, then you know what? You got what they call time freedom, whether you like it or not. You laid off, you got some time freedom. Yeah, that's right. Y'all can clap to that on Facebook Live. Y'all can clap to that. Y'all can give me some hearts. Y'all know what I'm going to tell y'all this morning is the God's honest truth. And whether you want to accept it or not, is going to definitely, for all of you that don't have those JOBs because you got laid off or you quit or whatever, you got fired, whatever the case may be, smile. Your days ahead are way, way better than the days behind you, all right? So keep moving, guys, and don't stop worrying about what happened in the past. Look towards the future. And that's great because, we have a lot of entrepreneurs out there. We have some jobpreneurs as well. But all in all, people that run in our circle are really trying to, break into the time freedom and the financial freedom aspect of what we do. And you know what? That's in any industry, no matter what we do. You're always trying to break into, get some time freedom. You want to have some freedom with some time freedom with your kids. You want to have some financial freedom to be able to do the things that you want to do, when you want to do them, how you want to do them, without anybody telling you what to do. Man, if that's you, then guess what? You live in life, and you live in life large, and you are definitely in charge. So for all of my Blog Talk Radio listeners, you guys go ahead and I got to grab my other the phone with the grind line on. But if you guys want to text the grind line at 678-744-6188, I'll see if I can field those questions for you. If you chime in and see exactly, tell me exactly what it is that you want to say. All right. So, but what I want to do right quick is I want to play a song for you guys, because I got to run and grab my other phone. But let me tell you something. I love this piece right here, because a lot of us need certain things to get us moving in the morning. Great morning, Mr. Thomas Carter. Great to have you. Great morning, champ. Thank you. A lot of us need something in the morning to get ourselves going. And that's okay. Some of us are self-starters. All we got to do is say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we like a rocket ship. We out of bed, right? And that's great. That's a great exercise to do, guys. In the morning when you wake up, before you hit that, when you turn that alarm off, when you hit that snooze button, okay, try 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and get your butt out of bed, all right? It's not going to be pleasant. It's not going to be comfortable, but we're going to talk about that comfort zone and the convenience of inconvenience here in just a moment. But in the meantime, guys, let's rise and fight, all right? Rise and fight.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable and safe and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind. The battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder is telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime or the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
Rise and shine, rise and grind. I hope you guys got motivated after hearing that. And it's okay if stuff like that makes your skin tingle, or stuff like that gets you pumped up. That's okay. That's exactly what you want, you know, in the morning. You got to have a way whatever your stick is, what's going to give you that boost in the morning. Find your spot. Carve out your little spot and find what works for you. If it's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, then hey, you know, use the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm going to tell y'all, I tried that this morning, and I, you know, this is the realest show ever. You know, we unscripted, you know, but we real. We ain't no fluff over here on the grind, all right? But, you know, I learned about that a week ago, and I've been deploying it. And, you know, I tried it this morning, and I had the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 three times. to get out of bed. I'm just going to be honest with you. Y'all know why? Y'all can blame my wife. She kept me out too late last night, partying on Monday night with some of our amazing team members. She's probably over there shaking her head right now, talking about, I ain't keep you out that late. But nonetheless, guys, you know, thank y'all for jumping in. So I'll let you know, Rashonda, on that. So thank y'all for chiming in this morning. I tell you, you know, to see you guys smiling faces, to see you your comments, you know, on the grind, you know, it warms my heart to know that you guys, you know, are supporting the show. You guys care enough to take out of your day, out of your early morning, to actually chime into the grind. So, you know, let's get started, man. You know, I wanted to have, you know, a guest on today, because I know some people that have deployed that I want to talk about this morning. Thank you, Michelle. The burn the bus tactic that I want to you know that I want to talk about this morning. And you know, it's actually been amazing for him. You know, burning the boat. Some of y'all may be a bus. Burning the boat is something that you do when you know that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. So envision this. Great morning, Darnell. Thanks for joining. You know, so envision this. All right. Envision going to a deserted island, and you have a nice boat. All right. And that boat has enough gas to get you to the island and to get you back home safely, right? So you get to the island, and it's all cute because the natives on the island is, you know, it's maybe about 10 or 20 natives on the island, right? Great morning, Mary. So 10 or 20 natives on the island, and those natives are telling you how they actually do things, how they've had the success up on the island of doing the things that they know they needed to do to survive on the island. That could have been eating coconuts, you know, having to kill and eat lizards, having to, you know, who knows, you know, having to, you know, fight snakes and all the animals, and how to build your habitat, you know, how to cook the food that you get, and what to eat and what not to eat, because we know some things may not be great for you to eat on an island that hasn't been, you know, inhabited by that many people for a long time. So when you are on that island and you know that you're listening to the inhabitants of that island tell you how they do things, well, you kind of listen and you're a little intrigued about what they're telling you, right? But you know that in the back of your mind, you have a habitat of your own. Back in the States, or back where you are, you got running water. You can go to a restaurant and eat. Heck, you can even order out if you want, right? So you have all of the creature comforts of home, you know, the spoiled Americans or whatever country you're from, you know, you have whatever you want to have. And they're telling you, so you're kind of listening, but you have not listened because you're thinking about what you got back there as opposed to what they have here. And you start comparing and you start saying, wow, it sucks to be you guys. And then all of a sudden you hear this explosion and you run to the beach and you notice that the only source of fire on the beach is your boat burning. Somebody just blew your boat up, and nobody knows you're on the island because it's a deserted, uninhabited, really, you know, island. Nobody is really, you know, nobody knows where this island is, but you know, you just kind of stumbled upon it. So now you're on this island. Your boat just blew up, and you have no way to get back to where you were. What are you going to do? Some of you are saying, well, I'm just going to build another boat. You didn't build the first boat, and that's a motorboat, and you came a long way. So now you're stranded on this island, so all of a sudden you get very, very intentional, or you get very, very attentive about what the natives are saying you need to do to survive. All right? Y'all give me some hearts. I ain't going to keep going on Facebook Live. I'm going to turn y'all off to y'all. Y'all don't give me no hearts. I'm going to turn y'all off. Y'all going to have to dial into the show. But look, you get real intentive from – there you go. Thank y'all so much. you get really attentive to what the natives are telling you, because now, guess what? You have to deploy the systems, the principles, and the way of life that they have there in order to survive, right? Because your boat just got burned. So now that's a physical thing that we do, right? Very physical, all right? So think about what we do in life, because some of us aren't where we need to be or where we want to be, because we're really in tune and we don't really want to move out of who we were or who we have been. And you hear it all the time. You know, people say, well, you know, I've always been that way, you know, and you're like, oh, okay, so that's how you got that way. So until decision to burn, smash, bury, grind up, whatever you want to do, your escape route or your way back to all of the excuses that you make and all of the stuff that you tell yourself, this is the reason why I do what I do. Until you burn your boat, which is your escape route back to the nonsense that you've been doing all of this time that hasn't gotten you any further than where you are right now, until you do that, guess what? You have not bridged the gap between you and your escape route. All right. So you that gap is there, and you can walk freely over that escape route constantly. But in this case, you know, you bridge that gap, you know, very great. So you're able to go back and forth to it. So now I'm telling you, in order for you to be successful now, you're going to have to smash that bridge or burn that boat that's getting you to that. And this is the only time on this show you're ever going to hear me tell you, or in life, you're ever going to hear me tell you that you need to burn a bridge. Because that bridge is the bridge to keeping you average, the bridge to keeping you mediocre, is the bridge to keeping you where you are right now, broke, busted, and disgusted, you know, trying to move forward in life. And you can't, because you haven't burned, smashed, or obliterated the very thing that's keeping you where you are. We think about what happens. All of y'all saying, well, what do I need to physically do? No, success is 80% psychological, right? It's psychology. It's what you tell yourself that matters, right? So if you're telling yourself that you don't have an escape route, then that means you have to develop a plan, right? So we know that kingdom success on earth means you have to have a plan, right? You have to have a plan. I got to get my cord here. So you have to have a plan. So if you don't have a plan, right, it's like having a great idea with no plan, or having dreams. Your dream is just a dream without a plan, right? So think about burning a boat. All right, when you burn the boat, think about what the thing is that has gotten you where you are right now, or the things that have gotten you to where you are right now. Think about those things. Things are going to be, some of those things are going to sound so good to you that you're not going to want to burn that bridge. All right, you're going to want to keep that. All right, you're going to want to say, you know what, that feels good, because, you know, I'm in this thing and I'm comfortable. All right, so I want to see the best way to say this, because I don't want to make nobody mad, but then I do want to make somebody mad, because when you get mad, you make a decision. So yeah, I think I'm going to choose number two. I definitely want to make somebody mad. Because most of you won't become what you're supposed to become or what you need to become, because you're too in tune with what you are right now or who you've been in the past. See, most people want the convenience of transformation without the inconvenience. All right? So that's right. Plan to win, Pam. Plan to win. So understand. I want us to understand right here on this show that the decisions that we make, no matter how tiny they are, because, you know, life is a lot of tiny decisions, you know, but here's the problem with decisions. A lot of us make decisions not to do something every day. And when we make those tiny decisions to not do something every day, then what happens is we wake up one day and we're asking ourselves, how did I get here? And then we start asking other people, what happened? All of the tiny decisions that you made, not to grow yourself, not to develop yourself, you know, not to get up early, not to even set an alarm, not to eat right, not to drink, half your body weight in water a day, not to eat those Oreo cookies, and not to go and listen to all of the gangster rap stuff that's feeding our spirits with negative stuff, not to go to the club and hang out until 4 a.m. and then get up and try to go to work. All these decisions that we make not to do the right thing is what's killing us. The tiny decisions that we make throughout our life is what puts us in the position that we're in right now. And that position is either good or bad, but those tiny decisions not to is what kills you. But I want us to understand how the mind is, and no more excuses, Michelle, no more excuses. Pam says, when I lost all my excuses, I found my results. Absolutely true. So the way your mind is wired, your mind is not wired for inconvenience. Your mind is not wired for uncomfortable situations. Your mind is wired, and I've said this before, your mind is wired to protect and preserve. So your mind is wired to keep you average. So some of you say, well, you know what? I know some great average people. They're doing some great average things. So your mind said it's average, so somebody's great. How you can't be great average, because everybody's average, right? Everybody's average. So if you got a room full of average people, and none of them have rewired their mind to do anything above average, everybody's blending in, right? So your job is to rewire your mind, or as you can say, fix your stinking thinking, or change your mental state, change the way you look at things. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. We've already heard that, right? We weren't designed to be average. That's right, Pam, created for greatness. So when you tell yourself that, what people do that are successful, they figure out how to rewire their mind to take risk, how to rewire their mind to not be in protect and preserve mode, how to rewire their mind to try different things, and understand that, I'm not going to always be successful. Sometimes I'm going to fail. But you can't be great unless you learn from your failures. So you're gonna fail. Every great person has failed time after time after time, but it was the fact that they never gave up that moved them to the next level. Because failing that many times, it doesn't hurt you, it grows you. So you learn what not to do while you're on your path to figure out what to do. All right, Joanne says, if you ain't uncomfortable and mad, then you ain't getting it. That's true, because we always talk about different levels of pressure, or different levels of fight. Where you are, no matter how much money you have, no matter how much money you don't have, no matter how mediocre you are, wherever you fit in the grand scheme of things, put yourself in your slot, then guess what? There's a fight that has to happen. No matter where you are, you look at people that have money, you think they got it all figured out, their life is so nice, everything is so comfortable for them. Absolutely not. They're fighting on a whole nother level. And to be honest with you, until you get to that level, you can't understand it. You can't understand it. But I just want you guys to know that there's a lot of fight. And guess what? We're trying to move, we've hit the millionaire state. We're trying to move to multimillionaire. Hopefully we can get that done this year. I know we will. I won't say hopefully. We will get that done this year. So now we're looking to move into multimillionaire state. But we have to understand that there's a whole nother level of devils up there on that level. So we can't go there. That's right, Pam. Rewire your thinking. We can't go to that next level thinking that it's all going to be peaches and cream. All right. Cornell Sweetney, welcome to the show, sir. He says, Leap said, don't be afraid to become a different leader. Trust your mind, heart, body, and soul. You must believe in yourself before others believe in you. Absolutely great comment, Cornell. Thanks for chiming in. So, you know, there's different level up here. You have to prepare yourself for those different levels. And if you're really diligent about what you do and how you're going to move to the next level, then you absolutely understand that you need to have a coach or a mentor or somebody or grab somebody that's close to you that you can get into their circle by serving you. And I'm going to touch base on that in a moment, but get into their circle, but grab that person and duplicate what they're doing, because they're somewhere that you're trying to be. You may not understand what they're doing right now, but guess what? What they're doing is either keeping them on the level that they are firmly and maintaining, or it's moving them from level to level. But you always want to attach yourself to a person that's moving from peaches and cream, Pam says. Be willing to go through your process. Be willing to fight through the pain. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, when you're fighting from level to level, all right, and you're not, and you're trying to move to the next level and you're not moving, and you feel that, why am I sticking and why am I staying in this one spot? That means you haven't conquered that level yet. All right. It's like Pac-Man or Mrs. Pac-Man, whichever one you like, Galaga, I don't care. Until you conquer that level, you won't move to the next level. So you have to figure out, what moves do I need to make? How do I need to get this way and go that way? Get that figured out. And then guess what? Boom. Screen goes black. Boom. Here comes the next level, because you have submitted yourself to the process, not to try to figure it out for yourself. Okay. Not to try to figure it out for yourself, but to follow the blueprint, the roadmap that somebody else has given you to follow. Right. But that doesn't happen until you burn the boat. None of this matters until you burn the boat. Because a lot of us, we've gotten lazy. We don't want to do what's inconvenient. As I said, the inconvenience, what convenience and inconvenience is. Ladies, and I'm gonna give the men an example too. Okay, ladies, inconvenience is you blending in with just a normal dress on. You know, normal hair, everything is just average. You look like everybody else. Blending in is that little black dress that you put on to go out and you want to turn heads. That's called inconvenience. That's called standing out, right? Blending in is when you're average and you're just putting on the dress that, like, everybody, I saw a lot of people wearing this, so I'm going to wear this, because a lot of people are wearing this. You're not willing to create. You're not willing to stand out, so you just put on the average clothes. But when you put on that little black dress and you get your makeup done and your hair, you go and get your hair, as y'all say, you know, whooped or whatever you want to call it, whipped, I don't know. But your hair is looking on, is on fleek or whatever you want to call it. I don't know if that's even a term these days. But your hair, everything looks nice. You got, you know, you got your heels on, your 6-inch, 4-inch heels, whatever you can stand. And you stand out, right? You stand out. So now, you know, you're no longer average, slave. Thanks, Ms. Gwen Bennett. Welcome to the show. So, welcome, Ms. Sheila Blanchard. So you got, you're no longer average. You're standing out. All right. So that's what it means when you start to inconvenience yourself. It was convenient for you to just put any old dress on and go out, you know, with no makeup on, you know. And I'm not condoning makeup, because I'm not a big, you know, caked on makeup dude. But really, show ever, right? So. But however you put yourself together is average, and you look like everybody else. Nobody notices you as average, and it was convenient for you to do that. The inconvenience is when you went out to the store and you bought that little black dress, you put that makeup on, you spent time in the mirror, you made sure that your hair was nice and your shoes were nice. Boom. Now you can stand out, guys. For you, it's you just went to you went to the mall, you got that suit, and that suit that you got is. It's fitting you just right. You went and you had it cut, and it's boom. It's giving you that asymmetrical, you know, everything is popping. You know, the length of the pants are just right. Your shoes are shining. you know, you went down and you bought you a nice pair of Italian shoes, or for all of y'all rich people on the line, you bought some red bottoms, and you just, your hair, you just came from the barbershop, you got that fresh lineup. I'm ready to go kill them. Gwen said that strong look. Absolutely, you look strong that day. So now you're no longer average. You could have just put on them slacks and that same old tired button down that you always put on. But you chose to not be convenient. You chose the inconvenience of putting yourself together to stand out. So in this case, right, you want to be the blender and not the blended, right? You don't want to be the person that's getting blended and you blended and you just end up with everybody else. You want to be the person that's blending stuff up. So that means you control your destiny. You control what you're mixing up. You control how you look. That's right. Mary Allen said uncomfortable doesn't feel good, but it's not in the feeling. It's in the growing from being uncomfortable or in the process of it, getting mad. M-A-D, making a decision not to stay there. I love it. I love these comments on Facebook Live. Thank you, Mary Allen. You know, guys, I'm going to tell you, there are not a lot of moments in life, certain amount of moments, but there are not a lot of moments in life when you're going to get the opportunity to do something amazing. So you have to seize those moments that you have now and in order to move to the next level. All right. If you don't seize those moments that you have right now, then guess what? You won't move to the next level, right? You won't figure out exactly what it is that you need to do. That's right. Get big mad. Thomas Carter says, LaMonica Lawrence says, tire button down. All right. Big mad, y'all. Get big mad. I like that. So if you get big mad, then you get big money. Because the madder you get, the more decisions you make, the more risk you take. So that means, guys, you get in those moments where you're transparent. You're not successful. People aren't concerned about what other people think. They're just not. Lions are not concerned about the opinions of sheep. And if you're a lion, then that means you've transformed the inside, and you're waiting for your manifestation on the outside. And it's going to happen because it all starts on the inside, all right? And you know, Thomas Carter says, I stay big mad daily. It's like I always reference, think out of all the superheroes, when I look at him, I'm like, he is like almost, he's unstoppable. There's not a whole bunch you can do to this dude to keep him down. But they told him, they said they needed him to really fight. And they said, you know, hey, you know, Dr. Banner, I think it's time for you to get mad. And he said, you know what? He said, that's my secret. I'm always mad. And he's learned to control his MAD. He controls the decisions that he makes. He tells you, I'm always mad. So I can go in beast mode whenever I want to go into beast mode. And that's exactly what we have to get to that spot, to when we're going to get in that mode to where we're going to get up and grind no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody thinks about us. We're going to improvise, adapt, and overcome daily. And sometimes throughout the minutes of the day, we're going to IAO, and we're looking for bridges to gap throughout our day. Now, here's the key to one of the keys to success. Successful people don't look, seek, search to be successful. Okay? Successful people seek to add value in whatever they do. If you're adding value in whatever you do, then guess what? You're going to be able to command profit, cost, money. Whatever you do, if you're adding value, then you will be able to command your destiny.
Some of you going to sleep and you don't deserve to be. You don't deserve rest. You lazy. You don't deserve rest. Rest is for people who work. You ain't doing nothing. Every day you chilling. You need to know your why, and my why wakes me up every single morning. You don't get it. Listen to me very closely. You can write everything down if you want to. Be brave enough to write every one of your goals down. But I'm going to tell you something. Life's going to hit you in your mouth, and you got to do me a huge favor. Your why has to be greater than that knocked out. At the end of your feelings is nothing. But at the end of every principle is a promise. Find a man who's diligent at what he does, and he shall stand before kings and not mean men. Every day you say no to your dreams, you might be pushing your dreams back a whole 6 months. That one single day, that one day you didn't get up, could have pushed your stuff back I don't know how long. The first level to success in life, listen to me, the very first level is you seeing it. Like it's clear to you. Like you know exactly what you want. You know exactly when you want it. Listen to me. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. You know what it smells like. Before you really blow up, and you get success, you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it.
I didn't come here to make friends. I don't even care if they respect me. I know who I am. Got enough respect for myself. I do not want them to beat me.
They're never gonna beat you.
They came close today.
And I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now because I care about you. I'm telling you right now because I've been there. I've done that. You've been in it for 3 years and you about to quit. You've been doing it for 5 years and it don't look like you think. You put all your money in it. You put all your time in it. People are looking at you crazy. 5 years you've invested. Oh, you put too much in it to quit now. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. But this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow ain't no such thing as tomorrow. What does your dream look like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? If you wanted to have it, get your butt up and make it happen. If you wanted to have it, rise and grind.
If you want it to happen, rise and grind. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. Nothing's going to be given to you. Nothing in life is free, man. I'm here to tell y'all. I'm not going to tell y'all all of the good without giving you the bad, right? Because the bad is just as significant as the good or what we think is bad, all right? It's my time. It's my turn. It's my moment. Absolutely, Pam. Mr. Carter says, don't squander your God-given gifts. Now is your time. Just do it. Do it. Rise and grind, guys. That's right, Sheila. Sean Hughes says, if you want it to happen, rise and grind. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. That's right, guys. Rise and grind. Pay the price. Is worth it, says Pam. So, you know, there are always excuses. All right? Always excuses. Ask yourself, in your own particular situation, your individual situation, what's the big picture? What's the big picture? And how do you already know what the pieces are because you see the big picture, right? So if you see the big picture, the only thing you have to ask yourself now is, how do I get the pieces? What the pieces are, right? So there are certain things that you need to do in order to get those things. Now, we know that those pieces aren't just going to come easily because you're right. It is your time, but there's some execution things that you have to do. And as we always say on this show, every single thing that you do in life, everything that you want to go for, everything that you dedicate yourself, your time, your energy, your money into carries principles. And those principles have to be practiced before you can participate in the promise of those principles, right? So in order for you to do that, you have to focus on, look at the principles of the thing that you want. I don't care what it is. What are the principles of the thing? Find out what the most productive principles are and start doing those. Start doing those principles, all right? Now, some of you aren't going to be good at some of those productive principles. So here's what I would suggest. Go with your strengths. What are your strengths? Figure out what your strengths are. We did this exercise on another show. Figure out, write down what your challenges are and write down what your strong points are. You work with your strong points. You start there. You blow that out of the water. Boom, boom, boom. And you grow. You bridge. You grow those challenged areas of your life by growing, by bridging the gap, by doing your personal development, by doing the things that you know you have to do. Practicing the principles no matter what, no matter who's watching, you're still practicing these principles day in and day out. That's right, Pam. It won't be easy, but it's worth it. All right. Know that it's your time, says Mary. You must rise and grind and get up and get up. So, you know, if you're practicing the principles, guys, then that means you have the right to participate in the promise. But some of you are saying, why isn't my promise coming when I want it to come? Why isn't my promise coming? Because some of you are trying to change the people and the things around you when you should be trying to change yourself. Nothing manifests itself on the outside before it has first been marinated and produced and actually built up on the inside. Nothing happens on the outside. So some of you that are the principles, but you're really not, it's going to show. You know, the Bible says the things that are done in the dark eventually comes to the light. Man, I'm going to tell you what. It, over here, in network marketing especially, there's nothing to hide behind. Proof is always in the pudding. There's no way that you can actually say you're doing something without being found out if you're not. Change from within. That's right, Angela. Michelle Bartley says, you got to be in alignment with your assignment. Thomas Carter says, don't ask God to bless your journey when your feet aren't moving. Love that. Alignment with your assignment. Don't ask God to bless your journey when your feet are not moving. Because remember, you said, I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God. And God is sitting back with his arms folded and said, I'm waiting on you to do something. What are you going to do? I'm not just getting ready to sit back and give you anything. Yeah, it's my season for favor. You know, it's my season because I planted some seeds. Well, if you planted some seeds, it's your season. It's your season, right? So understand, when you understand that the body doesn't control the mind and that the mind controls the body, is when you start your ascent up the ladder. So that means, you know, to take me for instance, if gym, or if I only went to the gym when I felt like going, man, I'd be a big sloppy mess. I just would. And the quicker we come to the realization that things are not going to be convenient for us as we grow, the faster we grow. The more boats we burn, the more paths we cut off, the more comfort zones we smash, the quicker we grow. And I don't know any other way to really tell you that, all right? But a lot of people are saying, I want better now. Well, let me give you guys the time frame and how this thing works. If you want a better tomorrow, you have to start doing what you're supposed to do today. Because it's not going to just, boom, materialize. Some people are in the state that they've been in for a long time. And all of a sudden somebody tells them, well, I've got something for you or something that can move you from where you are to where you need to be. And they want it right away. They want it right away. Yeah, we know what we do here at TLC. We have instant gratification products for the microwave people, people that need things right away. And it's great because people can get that instant gratification. And when they do that, they become believers. But there are also a generation of people that see what they believe and not believe what they see. So if you see what you believe, then that means you're on a different level of belief, because now when you believe, you're unshakable, you're unwaverable, right? Nobody can tell you anything about what you really believe in, because you're practicing the principles, you're doing the work, you're doing the personal development. You know it, all the ins and outs about what you got to do. You may not know it right away, click, 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 but you're learning, right? You're learning the things that you know you need to do in order to get that 20%, because it's 80% mental or psychological or psychology, right? And then the 20% is what you got to do. You got to move your feet, right? All right, your change starts today. It begins in your mindset. That's right, Angela Wade. So, you know, guys, we have to understand that the execution phase of what we do is imperative. It's imperative. We got to burn the boat. We got to realize that, you know, all of us, we keep looking back at our escape route. So we're not all in. We're not checking completely in. And what we're doing, and anything that we're doing, we're half doing it because we have an escape route. So, you know, we were sitting at the table last night, and we were talking about, you know, a success and things of that nature with some people from my team. And you know, we started to talk about having a mentality, no matter if you have or not. So it's because a lot of you can pay your bills, then you're not desperate. But here's what successful people do. They create a condition in their mind of perpetual discomfort. They create a condition in their mind that's famine. It's like, I don't have, and I need to secure my financial future better than what I'm doing right now. It don't matter if you got a million in the bank or 2 million. Successful people are always looking to increase, to grow. That's how they became successful, right? Cynthia Smith says, yes, you have to literally start looking at your vision right next to God, right next to God, and apply the same principles of staying loyal, faithful, and keep exercising, applying your gifts and talents that he has equipped you with. That's right. Absolutely. Gemma says, we must go all in, both physically and mentally, no matter what. Think about what we're saying when we're saying that. True statement. But think about what we're saying. When we're saying these things, they sound profound. Really, they do. Without execution, they're just words on paper. Without execution, they're just words that sound good. So when we decide that we're going to go all in, the next thing is, what do I need to do physically to move myself to the next level? What principles do I need to practice? Because execution is exactly what has to happen in order to move you to the next level. I've never seen a great ball player get great without execution, right? I've never seen a three-point shooter get great without actually practicing what he does, right? So execution is key in everything that we do. Even in those difficult moments that we're having as we're trying to execute, what do those moments do? They build character. And as they're building a character, we're growing. That's how we grow. The failure, when things get tight, when things get hard, I've heard this saying, you know, champions don't get started until there's nothing else left in the tank. Until you're like sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're busted and disgusted, and you know that, you know what, I got knocked down, and it was pretty hard this time. And I don't think there's nothing left in the tank. But because of your desire, because of your passion, because of your downright knockdown, drag out hunger, you decide to get back up, even though there ain't nothing left in your tank. We were watching a movie the other night. We don't watch that many movies around here. I like to take a good movie in from time to time, but you know, we sat down and watched the movie, and you know, Pam sat down with me, and we watched this movie called Sleepless. It had Jamie Foxx in it. It had T.I. in it, and the funny thing about it is, you know, me and Pam were laughing throughout the whole movie because every time Jamie Foxx got in the fight, he would get beat up. I know he was stabbed and everything, but he would get beat up. And I said, oh, he's getting ready to get beat up again. But he kept getting up. He kept getting up. He didn't give up. Why? His son was there. His son was at stake. That's right. When you have nowhere else to come to turn, you come out swinging. Execute. Be successful on purpose. That's right, Mr. Carter. Thanks, Gwen. So his son was there. And his son was like, hey, Dad, I need you. That was his why. So his why kept him getting up. What's your why? What's the thing that you're afraid of? What's the thing that keeps you, keeps holding you back? See, because your fear is what stops you from doing things. It's what stops you from saying, I'm not going to do this or I'm not going to do that. So my suggestion is to run toward your fear. When you fear it, do it anyway. Run toward the fear. I promise you, it will not see you coming. Here's the last thing I want to tell you guys. All right. To be successful, I want you to find two or three people, all right? Person that's good, find a person that's great, and find a person that's unstoppable. And if you have at least two of those three attributes in those in the people that are in your circle, good, great, and unstoppable, because good can go to great, and great is always unstoppable, okay? So you can be good and unstoppable trying to get to great. But if you find a person with at least two of those, build with those people. All right, build with those people, put them in your circle, burn the boat, burn your escape route, okay? Smash it, obliterate it, whatever you want to do. Whatever's keeping you average, kill it. Because excuses, laziness, fear, the need to be accepted in your past, worrying about everything that's happening in your past is holding you to where you are right now. There's nothing behind you that you need to worry about. Nothing behind you. So once you figure out there's nothing behind you, then you figure out that everything in front of you is worth fighting for, and you're no longer afraid, and you start burning that escape route. Burn your boat, ladies and gentlemen. My time is up. It's been absolutely amazing. Thank you, guys. I'm honored to have you on my Facebook Live. I'm honored to have Blog Talk Radio listeners on today to listen to me. You could have been doing anything that you want to do this morning, but you chose to spend your time listening to me. And I thank you so much. I thank Facebook Live for the hearts and for all of the support and all of the great comments that you guys put on screen. And thank you guys for dialing into The Grind. This show is going to happen again, ladies and gentlemen, on Thursday. All right. And we may do another Facebook Live because I had fun. And you know, tell your friends, tell your family, tell somebody that needs to bridge gap about what we're doing here, guys, and let's grind, all right? Bridge some gaps.
You've got to say yes to your life. You've got to say yes. Yes to my dreams. Yes to me. Yes, I can make it. Yes, I can. Doesn't matter how many failures I've made. Doesn't matter how many mistakes I've endured. Doesn't matter about my defeats. Doesn't matter about what I've done. Yes! So you've got to learn to stand up to yourself inside yourself. And short circuit, override that conversation that's always going on. 85% of what that conversation will tell you is negative. It's negative. It will tell you you're tired when you really are not tired. It will tell you you can't do it. It will fill you with fear. So you've got to watch that conversation. And when you find it going on, you've got to stand up to it and say, I'm going to do this anyhow. I'm afraid, but I'm afraid not to do it. And I'm not going to let you stop. Many people go through life never getting in touch with their greatness because of the lack of motivation to push themselves, or because they have not found something that they believe to be worthwhile to challenge them. What contribution are you giving? What are you giving? Many people will leave the universe without a trace. No one will know they were here. A lot of people never take a chance in life. They don't want to take any chances. They want the situation to be ideal. See, that's not walking by faith. That's walking by sight. If I can see it, I'll do it. No. A lot of people say, if I can see it, I'll believe it. No. If you believe it, you can see it. When you want something out of life, you've got to be willing to go into action. Don't wait around for things to be just right. Don't wait for things to be perfect. Don't wait for the ideal situation. It will never be ideal. Do what you can, where you are, with what you have. And once you begin to determine that which you want, take the time to write it down. Don't just think about it. Write it down. That is a subjective process that engages the subconscious mind. Write it down. Once you write it down, read it 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night. Why is that important? Because what it will do, it will cause you to focus. As you begin to read that every day, day in and day out, that will make you focus. That will discipline your thinking. And as you continue to work on yourself, you will begin to expand your vision of yourself. You begin to work towards self-mastery. And you will begin to see it reflect itself in all the dimensions of your life, your mental life, your physical life, your social life, in your relationships, your monetary life. So concentrate on developing yourself. Because if you don't, I guarantee you that you will make a settlement. And most people have. And most of us already have. What kind of settlement have you made with your life? Most people will give up. But you've got to decide that I'm going to be fearless. I refuse to be denied. And I'm going to go all out. I'm going to be relentless. I don't care how many no's I encounter. You can put effort on you. And by concentrating on you and developing you, you can transform your life wherever you are right now. You've got to ask yourself, what do I want out of life? What do you want? What gives you your life? How will you know when you got it? What will make you happy? You need to know. You need to start asking yourself some questions. What do I really, really, truly want? You need to be exact about that. Don't be vague. Oh, I just want to be happy. That's too vague. And as you begin to discover the truth of who you are, whatever challenge that you're facing in life, and if you're living, you're facing some challenge, you'll begin to know that you're powerful and that you're a miracle maker.